something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
Was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Paris.
Hey guys, so for our final episode with my sister, Nikki Hilton Rothschild, this is all about the future. So let's start off by talking about our family. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
What are you most proud of when it comes to our family?
I think we have a lot to be proud of. I'm extremely, I don't know if proud is the word, but grateful of our bond that we all have together with our parents. With our siblings, we're so close, we're so ride or die. We're such good sources of support for each other. And that's not always the case with many families. And it's not something that I take for granted. I feel really lucky to be best friends with my mom and my sister and my brothers and my dad. I think we're really lucky.
I agree.
We never fight.
No.
Really don't. Mm-mm. None of us.
I know, that's so true.
And we're extremely loyal to each other. And
supportive.
You cross one of us, crossing us all.
Mm-hmm.
Out of town.
Don't mess with us. Are you excited for me to have a baby girl one day?
Yes, I'm very, very excited. I love the second generation of cousins. It's like how we grew up with all of our cousins, you know, roughly around the same age, our best friends, and it's so cute to see this new generation cropping up.
Oh no, it's so cute. It just reminds me of all of us when we were little, the whole Cuzzles group.
Mm-hmm. I remember after school, we would go to Holmby Hills Park, Mom, Kyle, Kim, and they would like sit on the bench, you know, hanging out, chatting, gossiping. They were like in their 20s, babies themselves. And we would all just like play in the sandbox and rage at the park for hours.
So much fun. So many cute memories. So many fun memories at Kim's house.
Mm-hmm.
She was always like the cool aunt.
I know. She really was.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you wanted there.
I love her so much.
She always had the best arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Leave there with like new bejeweled sneakers and hoodies and tie-dye t-shirts and canvases of art. She like lived at Michael's.
I love that art store.
Me too. I have one near my country house. It's we go fun. Every weekend.
Do you remember Shrinky Dinks?
Yeah, what is that?
Like, it was like a piece of like
plastic kind of paper, and you would like draw on it or color it in, and then put it in the oven, and it would like bake it, and it would become like a little hard. It looked like a laminated thing. Do they still make them?
Yes. Oh my God. Remember the smell of burning plastic?
Yes.
Yes.
So cute. I need to get them. Order some. I love things that make me feel nostalgic. I just watched the new Ariel movie, and it just reminded me of like us watching it 1,000 times in Malibu with Katie Sidora.
You like the new Ariel movie?
I loved it.
I took the girls to see it at the theater. I loved it.
Cute. I love the music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you think you'll feel when your kids leave for college one day?
I don't even want to think about that. It's funny you ask that because I was sitting in bed with Teddy the other night. And she said, Mom, I never, ever want to leave. I never want to move. And I said, well, you may feel differently when you're older. You know, you could get your own apartment in the neighborhood, maybe. And she just started crying. She's like, I never, ever want to leave you. I want to live with you forever.
Aww.
Perfect.
So sweet.
But I have a few girlfriends, like Tina, who went through that process this year. And they said it is a total mindfuck. Literally having your heart ripped out of your chest.
Aww.
It's like, it's a serious adjustment, change. So I don't even want to think about it right now.
Would you want to have another kid?
I don't think so.
Three is a lot.
Four, we come from four, but I'm very happy and content with my three. I'm tired. It's exhausting. I just can't imagine throwing another one into the mix. But, you know, never say never, but no.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you
sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So next we're going to be talking about your goals in life. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I hope I'm happy. I'm doing meaningful work. Continue to have a great marriage, great children. I don't know.
Do you see yourself ever moving back to LA?
Not in the foreseeable future. But I love LA, and I'm lucky enough that I get to visit quite often. But I love New York. I really think New York is the best amp city in the world.
I love New York. Yeah, I love LA, but I love
LA better. It's not the prettiest, it's not the cleanest, but it's just the best. I love the excitement, the energy of the city, the people. I think it's like, you know, it's the melting pot of the world. And I get mad whenever on social media, if I say, like, I love New York, people are like, no, New York's a dump. And I get so mad and take it personally because New York's the best.
Yeah, we were born there.
Very proud, born and bred New Yorker.
Mm-hmm. If you could have a house in another country, where would it be?
I think a house in Saint-Tropez would be really nice.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
The whole beaches. I love the little village and the port. There's lots to do with kids. A little difficult to get to. Not so convenient. I think that would be cool. What about you?
In another country, in London. I love London. It's my favorite city in the world. Obsessed with going to Harrods and Selfridges and going to like the big Christmas fair that they have.
Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, I love Winter Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
What projects would you want to work with me on in the future?
I think doing something in the baby space could be fun together because it's a new thing we share in common. I don't know what it would be, but something in the mommy space and also something in the fashion space. I feel like we've had so much fun with fashion our whole life. I've created some incredible looks. So that could be fun.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Do you want to work with your kids one day?
I've never really thought about that. They change their professions every day. They kind of go between a doctor, a veterinarian, who's very popular, and a teacher. So I don't know if we'll ever overlap in any of those, but, you know, I love a family business. You never know.
Do they love fashion?
Teddy loves fashion. Lily Grace doesn't really care. Sort of like you and I. Like, you never really cared for fashion.
No.
You take my things.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Well, it's much fun with you, and I cannot wait for our sister trip to Paris. And I love you so much, and I'm so excited to celebrate your birthday in New York soon.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to I Am Paris. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at I Am Paris Podcast. Email us at paris@iheartradio.com. Be hot and subscribe now. Loves it.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.